This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Leaders of the Gila River Indian community and the Navajo Nation say they scored a victory in litigation to make sure there's a complete and accurate U.S. Census count. The tribes and other plaintiffs requested census operations continue through October 31st instead of the end of September. Last week, a federal court ordered the 2020 census count to continue until the end of October. Governor Stephen Ra Lewis, in a video message to his community, urged citizens to complete the census in September due to an appeal.
That could give us some more time for us to keep working to get our count up, but the United States has already appealed that ruling, and it may end up going to the Supreme Court. So a date extension is far from certain, and counting could come to an end as soon as September 30th. So we have to go by what we know, that we have until September 30th for anyone who has not completed the census to fill out their form.
The census was initially planned through October 31st, but in August, the Trump administration shortened the time, setting a new deadline in September. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez, in a statement, praised the ruling and said the pandemic has been a setback, creating many challenges to get people counted, especially in rural areas. As of Thursday, the Navajo Nation's response rate for the 2020 census was only 20.5%. 30% of Gila River Indian community members have not completed the census. This summer, the Census Bureau reported the national response rate was more than 60%. Last week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia determined Alaska Native corporations are not tribal governments under the CARES Act and not eligible for funds. The ruling is a win for tribes, which sued over Alaska Native corporations getting a share of the $8 billion in CARES Act funds for tribes. Tribes, which filed the litigation and include some Alaska tribes, claim only tribal governments should be allocated CARES Act dollars. The court held that ANCs are not federally recognized tribes and include some of the largest and most profitable corporations in Alaska. An appeal is likely. The ANCs have the support of Alaska's congressional delegation. About $500 million in CARES Act funding remains for tribal governments. How it will be dispersed if tribal plaintiffs ultimately win is yet to be determined. Hopi Tribal Chairman Timothy Nuvangima is asking U.S. senators to reauthorize the special diabetes program for Indians. He testified virtually last week before the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. The Hopi tribe in Arizona has utilized the program for more than 20 years to provide diabetes prevention through education, fitness, and finding ways to address food insecurity. The community health approach also incorporates Hopi culture. The pandemic has impacted in-person services, which are now virtual.
We are currently offering a wide array of online fitness classes from Monday through Friday, including Native Fitness, which incorporates traditional Hopi song and dance. In addition, HSDP is hosting the Fitness Bucks Challenge, where participants earn fitness bucks by completing a virtual fitness classes that are held on the Hopi Wellness Center's Facebook page. The HSDP also modified two programs that celebrate the Hopi's long-standing tradition of running. The 28th annual 100 Mile Club event just wrapped up, and despite it being virtual, there were nearly 800 participants ages 5 and up.
Legislation introduced this summer seeks to reauthorize the special diabetes program for Indians for an additional 5 years and increase funding to $200 million per year. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.